continue to learn about you and as we continue to seek you, God, would you speak to our hearts? I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 12. If you could all open your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 12. And I'm going to be reading a very well-known story from Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. 41 through 44. And this passage is entitled, The Widow's Offering. Mark chapter 12, verse 41. And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called to his disciples and said to them, Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all that she had to live on. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, I want to start by saying greetings from Sacramento. We were the youth and a lot of the youth band, and Colleen as well. We served at Maranatha Romanian Church of God in Sacramento, pastored by Fratele Moise Gaude, and we had the opportunity to worship, to speak, to participate in this conference, and they just wanted to send greetings to the church here. May God bless them in Sacramento. May the Lord bless us here as we continue to seek his face and his word every day. And so this story that I read in the book of Mark is a very well-known story. You know, we've heard it so many times and we've heard it preached so many times. But it's almost every time I hear it, every time I read it, it's just a nice and it's a deep reminder to me. It convicts me. It moves me. And I want to share with you this morning a little bit in these next few moments, not very long, but I want to show you a little bit about this passage and what moves me from this passage. I want to take a few moments to talk about this woman that we're introduced to in this word and the offering that she brought to the temple. You know, we can see in this text that this widow's offering was humble, was bold, and it was wholehearted. And that's the kind of sacrifice that the Lord is calling us, each and every one of us, to bring this morning as we come before the Lord, and especially this morning as we come with our hearts prepared, ready to receive communion and to receive Cena. And so on this communion Sunday, as we've gathered here on this Sunday morning, I want to ask you all, what kind of sacrifice are you bringing to the Lord and to his altar this morning? Now, if we take a look at Mark chapter 12 and we read the whole chapter, we see that it's kind of a bit of a heated exchange between Jesus and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all of the people that Jesus interacts with. In Mark 12, at the beginning, Jesus talks in parables. And then later on, the Pharisees come and ask him questions about taxes. Who should we pay taxes to the Lord or to Caesar? Then they come before him and they ask him questions, difficult questions about the resurrection. The Sadducees ask him question about whose wife will who will be married to this person in the afterlife, in the resurrection? And Jesus answers some really deep, really complicated questions. And it's almost as if Jesus sees the trap that people are trying to trap him in and just flips it in a way where people can see their own condition and see their own hearts. And at the end of all of this, it's almost as if Jesus addresses a matter of the heart. And he points out an example of how we should come before the Lord in worship. You see, at the end of all of the heated exchanges in Mark chapter 12, the Bible says that Jesus goes, he sits down, and he watches. He goes and he sits down and he watches. And he's sitting down and he's watching in this place in the temple where people go to give their gifts, where people go to give their tithes, where people go and give money for the sole purpose of supporting the church. This morning, as we welcome the Lord here in this place with our praise, as we prayed to him, as we honored him, I think Jesus is in this place and he's doing something similar. He's here, he's sitting down, and he's watching. He's watching for my response, he's watching for your response. And he's singing, and he's looking in past the financial picture, past all of the physical things, and Jesus is looking at our hearts. And he's saying, what kind of sacrifice am I going to bring what kind of sacrifice are you going to bring to the house of the Lord this morning? When all is said and done, Jesus is here, he's in this place, and he's watching. He's watching to see our response. And in this text, we see Jesus sitting and watching, and he sees two people, two different types of people, rather. He sees the rich putting in a large sums of money, and then a widow that's putting in just two coins. And the contrast in this text couldn't be more different. We have a rich man who is probably affluent, probably has an entourage of people around him. Everybody knows him. He's probably walking into the courts, shaking everybody's hand, saying, you know, he's affluent. Whereas we have in this text also a widow who is probably, nobody really knew her, socially insignificant. But what strikes me about this story is how this woman boldly put her gift in the offering box. Jesus was sitting on the other side of the treasury, and I can imagine it's pretty far away. But yet Jesus saw the two little pennies that she put in that box. More than the sums of money that other people did, he saw those two little pennies. You see, this woman, this widow, didn't care who was watching. She didn't care who saw. Today, church, we're sitting here, and I think we should approach the communion table in the same way. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who's watching, who's next to you. What matters is that Jesus is here and he's watching. And we ought to go before the Lord unashamed, boldly go before him, as the Bible says, and give him only what you have. This morning, church, if you only have two pennies to give before the Lord, give it to him. And he can do more with those two pennies than he can do with so much more. Today, this morning, if you're tired, if you're exhausted, and you said, Lord, it's just work for me to show up today, then just give him that. And the Lord will do more with that. Go ahead and give them to Jesus with your whole heart. Because not only did this woman come before the Lord boldly and humbly, but she came and she gave wholeheartedly. You see, church, when we bring our offering, when we bring our two pennies to the altar, the Lord calls us to give wholeheartedly. We all know this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided to give in his heart. And here's the key: not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God doesn't want us to come before his throne this morning begrudgingly. He doesn't want us to come with a heart that's full of heaviness, but he wants us to take the little that we have and lay it before him cheerfully. and with a smile. Instead of us coming before the Lord and saying, fine, God, I came to church this morning because I have to, because it's China. Maybe we can come before the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus, for another Sunday we get to be in his presence. Thank you, Jesus, that I get to bring my heart and my offering before you, that I get to receive your body and your blood that saved me, that raised me, that healed me. Thank you, Jesus, that we get to come into this place and get edified from our brothers and sisters, that we get to see people that maybe we haven't seen in a while, that we get to rejoice in what God is doing in our communities, in our families. But also, thank you, Jesus, that we get to come into this place and we get to support one another, that we get to find encouragement and grace in the house of God. You see, the other thing that's so beautiful and another thing that this widow understood is that if she gave everything that she had, the Lord would meet her need. The Bible says here, in the last verse, Jesus said that she put in everything she had, all that she had to live on, everything. The truest act of worship that we can give to the Lord this morning, church, is a heart that's fully surrendered to him. This woman had a level of trust in the Lord. And no matter what the next day brought, she knew that God would take care of her. And this was giving in the act of extreme faith. What if we gave with that same faith this morning? I'm not just talking about financially, but I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about emotionally. I'm talking about giving from our time, giving from our energy. Served God even in our weakness, because the Bible says that even in our weakness, he is strong. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, the next verse, says this. It says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you can abound in every good work. It doesn't say in some times, in some things, in some sufficiency, you can abide sometimes in good work. No, our God is complete, our God is faithful, and he can meet you exactly where you are. Praise God for providing for us sufficiently in all things and all times. And so wrapping up this short word this morning, maybe you this morning you came to the house of the Lord with two pennies. Maybe you're saying to yourself, there's not much I can give. Maybe you came to church this morning and you're on your last straw. Maybe you're tired, burnt out, poor in spirit. I want to encourage you to lay what you have at the feet of Jesus this morning. Blessed are the poor in spirit, Jesus says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Come to me, he also says in Matthew, all who are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Maybe you came to this church this morning with two pennies, but maybe you came with more. Maybe you came to church motivated and you're ready to worship God. Maybe you're energetic and you're excited and you're pumped and you want to serve the Lord with everything that you have. Keep giving, keep serving, because Jesus also says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. You see, God provides for us in our weakness. God provides for us when we're poor, when we're rich, when we're healthy, when we're sick. Every time and every which way in between, God provides for us. And so overall, God calls each one of us, young and old, rich and poor, energetic and exhausted, to come before him like this widow did. As we have communion this morning, my call and encouragement to you is to let's approach the throne of God boldly and humbly. Let's not think about what the person next to us thinks. Let's not think about who's around, who's here, who's not here. This is a moment that we have personally with our Lord and Savior. And as we have communion, let's participate and let's dedicate our whole heart to the Lord, knowing that if we dedicate and we put our hearts on the altar of the Lord and we have a heart that's fully surrendered to him, he can rise up and meet every one of our needs. Jesus is here. He is watching. He's looking for us. Will you give everything to him this morning? Will you give him everything that you have? Because fully surrendering your life to the Lord is the highest and pure form of worship that we can give him this morning. Let's all seek to do that this morning as we spend time with him, as we spend these next few moments with him. God bless you, church. God bless you. May God bless this communion that we have this morning. May he get all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.